Heading to the movies is another way many Americans try to cope with the summer heat, and one of this summer's sleeper hits could be a new horror film that started out as a 2.5-minute online video. A Hollywood producer saw the short on YouTube and then hired its creator to turn it into a major motion picture called Lights Out. It opened Friday, and NPR's Neda Ulubi gives us the improbable backstory.
Producer Lawrence Gray loves horror movies, but he still shivers when he remembers running across a video that starts on a rainy Scandinavian night. A middle-aged woman is getting ready for bed in her small apartment. She switches off the hall light, and in the darkness at the other end of the hall, she sees a figure, a silhouette.
Of something, doesn't know what it is. She turns the lights back on. Silhouette's gone. Turns the lights off again. Silhouette reappears.
We've all shared those moments of not quite trusting our perception, says Gray, of glimpsing something and not being sure if it's real. The woman keeps flipping the light, testing, and then the figure is suddenly very close. This short movie only gets scarier. That explains why director David Sandberg's now sitting on the Warner Brothers lot on a break from directing his next studio film.
I had no idea that a 2.5-minute short could lead to all of this.
Sandberg's working now on another horror movie with a far bigger budget than for that short, Lights Out.
It cost $0.
2 years ago, Sandberg was struggling. He was a freelance filmmaker in Gothenburg, where his wife, Lotta Larsen, helped support him by working in a group home for adults who are mentally ill. The couple amused themselves by making short horror movies at home. She starred, he shot.
And we used IKEA lights, and like I'd built a dolly myself, and we shot it in an evening after Lotta got off work.
They entered Lights Out in an online contest, which it did not win. But the video found fans among Hollywood agents, producers, and managers who all began to call.
I had to make like a spreadsheet with everyone I'd talked to and what was said last just to keep track of it all.
David Sandberg picked Lawrence Gray to help develop his movie, partly because Gray was open to letting him direct it as a $5 million feature.
Every time I turn off the lights, there's this woman waiting in the shadows.
I see her too.
Producer Lawrence Gray connected the newbie director with one of the most powerful people in Hollywood, James Wan. His cheapy horror movie, Saw, from 2004, became a 6-part franchise that's earned nearly $500 million. Wan agreed to co-produce Lights Out. Helpful, given that Sandberg had no idea how to direct actual movies. He had to ask questions like,
when are you supposed to say action? Because there's so much going on, so I didn't know.
To trust a filmmaker so lacking in fundamentals might sound imprudent, but producer Lawrence Gray said this Swedish newcomer brought vision. And to be honest, he said, when it comes to low-budget horror, financiers can afford to take risks.
If we totally S the bed, they know that they can put the movie to video with the players involved and make a small profit.
As with movies such as Paranormal Activity 4 or Insidious Chapter 3. But Gray admits to the challenge of adapting a full-fledged film out of a 2.5-minute long video.
There is no story.
That meant, said Gray, they got to invent a story from scratch and subvert horror tropes and cliches. So it's not a child with a creepy imaginary friend. It's a mother.
A long time ago, I had a friend named Diana.
How do you do that? How do you make that believable?
By making a family story scarier, said producer Lawrence Gray, with addiction and mental illness. Lights Out has thrilled horror fans during early screenings at festivals and conventions, including VidCon in Anaheim, California. Their audience member Angela Garner said Lights Out delivered.
It was fantastic. Like, I haven't seen a scary movie like that in a while, and it was perfect. Like, I've been looking for something like that. Had, like, the perfect amount of jump scares in the right moments. It was awesome.
Professional critics say there's a good chance Lights Out will also goose the late summer box office. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.